Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The bottom line is, we have sent numerous letters to Rod Rosenstein. They haven't complied with two subpoenas. They haven't complied with. We've caught the Department of Justice hiding information, redacting information that they should not have redacted. We're tired of the Justice Department giving us the finger and not giving us the information we're entitled to do our constitutional duty. More importantly, the American people are sick of it.
That's Congressman Jim Jordan, who, by the way, is now running for Speaker of the House, talking to Fox News. And this week, members of the House Republican Freedom Caucus initiated articles of impeachment against Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Talk of Rosenstein's impeachment by Republicans has been heating up for months, but this is the first action being taken by lawmakers to advance the articles.
Really, for 9 months, we've asked for documents, and that's all we want are the documents. And what we found is not only have subpoenas been ignored, but information has been hidden. The efforts have been stonewalled. And I guess for us, it's all about transparency so the American people can judge for themselves. And so, you know, they may be able to ignore Congress, but they can't ignore the American people.
And that was Congressman Mark Meadows from North Carolina speaking to Fox. Meadows is one of the 11 representatives pushing to impeach Rosenstein. Ben Jacobs is a political reporter for The Guardian, and he's going to help us out here. And Ben, appreciate you being with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So articles of impeachment, what is the basis and who are bringing these articles of impeachment?
The basis, the articles of impeachment are pretty widely encompassing. They're being brought by 11 members of the Hard Right Freedom Caucus who are strong Trump allies in the House. And it's trying to push Rod Rosenstein on the Justice Department and the views of these congressmen not sharing information with Congress, as well as for issues relating to the FISA application on Carter Page and the Russia investigation, and saying that it was all based on the Steele dossier.
I mean, okay, forgive my skepticism here, but this feels a little stunty, is it?
It's very stunty. There's no way that Rod Rosenstein would be impeached. The impeachment requires a majority in the House and then two-thirds in the Senate. And it's doubtful if it has even more than a handful of senators, and seems unclear if this will even get, you know, 218 Republicans, which is quite unlikely.
And we're also hearing reports now that Paul Ryan is also against this. We know that the House Freedom Caucus has done something like this before August recess. This isn't the first time that they've done something like this. What's their goal? And what are they actually trying to achieve other than perhaps a political stunt?
The goal is to try to press the Justice Department into sharing more information about the Russia investigation with the House. Justice Department has been hesitant about doing this. This is an ongoing criminal investigation, as well as the fact there are concerns with the behavior of some Republican congressmen close to Trump that, you know, sharing investigatory information will go right to the, you know, subject of the investigation, to the Trump administration, the White House. So this is really just an attempt to put more pressure on Rosenstein, the Justice Department, to be more cooperative with these House Republicans as the Russia investigation presses forward.
I mean, is there a sense that other members of the Republican Party are going to support this, or is this just something that's, you know, the latest in a series of pretty outrageous moves?
There's some. Steve Scalise, the number three Republican in the House, said it was, if this ended up being put to the floor for a vote, which is, and there's some procedural questions that whether that'll happen, he would vote for it. So that there's sort of a core of sort of Trumpist Republicans who will support this. But, you know, it's a question, you know, this doesn't end with Rod Rosenstein getting impeached, let alone impeached and convicted. It's just another way to signal displeasure with the Russia investigation and its handling by the Justice Department.
Ben Jacobs is a political reporter for The Guardian. Ben, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Babbel, offering a language program that uses interactive dialogue and speech recognition technology to teach a new language like Spanish, French, or Italian. Babbel is available in the App Store or online at babbel.com. The Takeaway will be right back. Want to bring us with you on the go? Subscribe to The Takeaway as a podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.